Hey folks, it's Christian, the Ice Age Farmer, and I had to add some comments on this. I know some other folks are talking about this too, and it's absolutely important that we do so because this is a major sea change in the way that the establishment is presenting the dialogue. It's not even a dialogue now. It is an all-out war. The agenda is now a war on anyone who has a dissenting opinion from the anthropogenic global warming humans are causing through CO2, the destruction of the earth and now mass chaos. And anyone who argues this deserves to be killed because we are summarily endangering the future of our species. So this is as is probably familiar to us by now, the dehumanization and then the extermination of the dissenters. And you know, lest we think this is something that's new, this new Canadian, funded to the tune of $50 million, this Canadian government state entity, which exists solely to investigate whether or not people are putting out anything that disagrees with their own agenda, lest we think this is new, or that the Pope is only suddenly now just, oh, look at this guy, he's so stressed out, if only these climate deniers would go away, then these hurricanes would stop. This is a farce. It is just so insulting. It doesn't convince anyone of anything. It just reinforces the unthinking reality of the people that, let's face it, aren't going to be listening to this video or to your voice of reason if you go out and talk to them. And why is that? Well, that's because they've been making the case for decades now that we are inhuman, that we are subhuman, we are untermensch, we don't deserve to vote or even to live, and we need to be eliminated so that the future that they desire can be realized. Here in 2009 is a guy who was calling for climate skeptics, global warming skeptics, to be strangled in bed. He later walked back his words, saying that was a prediction that it would be happening eventually, not that he was calling for it. Go on, 2012, a professor calls for the death penalty for climate change deniers. He issued a manifesto calling for the execution of prominent climate change deniers. What's interesting is he doesn't support the death penalty and he wants to end it, except here he thinks this is exactly where it's needed, is to get rid of climate change deniers. This guy is not a environmental, unless we think he's a professor of environmental studies who's just so convinced that he needs to save the earth due to his extreme academic qualifications. No, he's a music professor, just to throw that in there. Moving right along, so that's 2009, that's 2012. They're still calling on execution of anyone who denies the narrative. They break out the 97% consensus number, which we all know now is a complete lie, a complete farce. Bill Nye, who has nothing to do with science except for calling himself the science guy, announced he sort of brought the whole thing back into the zeitgeist last year, April of 2016. He says, yeah, you know what? I'm open to the idea of jailing anyone who deviates from climate change consensus. Someone responded in that debate, wouldn't that have a chilling effect on the science? I mean, isn't that bad for science? And Mr. Nye simply responded, yeah, I think that's a good thing. I think we need to chill peoples who are in the wrong there. They should be pursued in criminal investigations if they're affecting my quality of life as a public citizen. So he's just totally blurring the lines and going off the charts. He did not back down for that. But that's the establishment using this sort of like quasi-comedic, you know, bow tie wearing, liberal, non-threatening sort of thing, character. He's nothing but a character. But that's last year. And so this year now, you can see it's ramping up. They're calling for it from more established people. In fact, California attempted to pass SB 1161 last year, which, quote, sought to make dissemination of scientifically inaccurate or misleading information by businesses and organizations an offense covered by California's unfair competition law. So if you're putting out information that the state does not agree with, then they just shut you down. Fortunately, that bill did not pass. but it did in Canada, and they are going to start doing it immediately. And baby, if you think I'm kidding, just look at, they will pass these things where they can get them past the people. But look at Germany. They have got now laws on the books that say you can't say anything about the 6 million number figure. You can't question the Holocaust or the way things went down there. And without getting too far into a hole here, although you should definitely watch the Untold Story Hitler if you haven't, but enough said, they are jailing octogenarians and like 90-year-old women who say they were there. They're just saying that's really not what happened. Well, yes, it is, lady. That's the way we say it happened. You're going to jail. And they are going to start doing this with anyone who says anything about the climate. This is happening now. Look at the laws. They are trying to pass them now. They are passing, they're propagandizing in the media with their science figures and their politicians and their popes about climate change being the reality. They're conflating it. Both Bill Nye and Obama, this is very bizarre, conflated it with flat earthers. I mean, there are strange things going on here that work on levels, on meta-linguistic levels. You know what? I'm going to post a video that I did under Hack Deep or a different identity just to start to sort of scratch the surface of the way that the establishment uses linguistic controls to get these sorts of things into the body politic, into the mind, the collective consciousness. But suffice to say, for the purposes of this video, there is a seismic change happening right now. And it is because, we've looked at this before, I'm going to show these charts again because they're still accelerating, it is because people are searching for answers. Climate events are getting more extreme, which means people go inside and they search for answers. Look at this. People are searching more for grand solar minimum than ever before. Even though NASA tried to put out their red herring and just talk about a solar minimum that wasn't a grand one, right? Just the uneventful solar minimum that happens every 11 years. No, they're not able to keep the truth from surfacing at this point. And I think that's encouraging. I think that means people are asking the right questions. And I think that means we need to stand ready with the answers and poised ready to deliver this information to any minds that are opening, ready, looking for it. And I think it means also, folks, that we need to be on guard, that when the establishment loses control of the narrative, they often do things to try and regain it. And I'm thinking about situations like Sandy Hook, where they will do anything, and you know, the floggings will continue until morale improves. So maybe it's going to take more hurricanes until people are convinced, just, yeah, fine, it's our fault, do whatever it takes, just make the hurricane stop, make the storm stop. But it's not, I don't think it's unreasonable to say that there's a possibility of a large scale event, call it a false flag or an extreme weather event, or you know, the ones that Janet Napolitano has been warning us for a decade now is coming, a large EMP. I think that as they lose control of the narrative, there's a chance that the timeline for that event is accelerated. And so all that said, this is all a good reason. And there are many more, but all of these are good reasons for us to double down on our own personal preparations, on our own investment into our skill sets and our food security, our food sovereignty, and the security of our family going forward. Not to mention to spread the word about what's going on, to share this video, tell people about the Ice Age Farmer, about Adapt 2030, call into radio shows, wear t-shirts, write just with a Sharpie, I don't care, do what you gotta do, because we might not be able to spread the word legally for that much longer. And with that, let me know how you are taking those steps today. Send me a note, iceagefarmer@gmail.com. I always love hearing from you. Let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. That's all for now, folks. Take care.